and feeling is via remote. I'm Nicole Thurman.
More than 602,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 14.3 million confirmed cases worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. and more than 2 million in Brazil. India has passed the 1 million mark in terms of infections, followed by Russia with over 770,000 cases and South Africa with more than 350,000 cases. The International Monetary Fund has said the world is in the midst of the worst recession since the Great Depression and warned that it could take 2 years for economic output to return to what it was before the pandemic. The United Nations has said that up to 265 million people could face starvation by the end of the year because of the impact of COVID-19. Meantime, Hong Kong reports a record number of new cases at 100. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam Sunday tightened social distancing measures to tackle this sudden surge. Hong Kong was one of the first places struck by the virus when it emerged from central China late last year, but the city had impressive success in tackling the disease, all but ending local transmissions by late June. But Lam said Sunday that more than 500 infections had been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, almost a third of the nearly 1,800 cases in Hong Kong since the outbreak started. Sumo wrestling opened to live audiences in Tokyo Sunday, despite a steady rise in coronavirus infections in Japan, this coming a week after Japanese baseball and football opened stadiums to spectators. Only 2,500 fans were allowed inside the 11,000-plus seat stadium, unlike in normal times when seats are sold out. Fans were asked to refrain from cheering and stick to applause instead.